back again for 2018, just a couple of days into the new session as we record this, Senator. What are you looking forward to as we move into this particular session?
Hoping to create more jobs and make Missouri a better place. Of course, I'm going to concentrate on my district in South Missouri, but hopefully the whole state prospers and we make some good progress about bringing more jobs to Missouri, about improving our education system and doing all the right things. And we all have our individual priorities, but I hope that's the goal of the entire Senate and House and the governor also.
Budget is always a top priority.
Budget is going to be a big priority. The consensus, I worked last year trying to get lowered so we didn't get caught withholding a lot of money. And it looks like some advice has been taken and we're going to reach a much lower consensus this year and not have to go through the withholds and put the governor in a bad spot or us in a bad spot. So looking forward to the governor announcing his consensus, but have a good indication it's going to be quite a bit lower than last year's expectations.
There was a lot of time spent talking about what was last year known as HCB3, the in-home care bill, and some of the concerns about that. Is that something that would be addressed?
I certainly hope so. That's my number one priority bill. I pre-filed a bill on that. We could pre-file three bills in December, and that was the number one bill. And I've talked to leadership. It's one of their priorities and seeing if we can't get... So there's some nursing homes in danger right now. And one of my hometown was asked to close due to financial instability. We just can't have that happening and putting these people out on the street for that, and then home health care also. So that's going to be one of the priorities I've got. And other ways to improve the nursing home situation where they can be. There's no incentive now for them to remodel a number of things. So we'll be addressing quite a few things in nursing home facilities and in home health care also.
Is that something that can be addressed individually, or does that have to go through appropriations?
A lot of it will have to go through appropriations, but we can do it by bill automatically, you know, put that into appropriations. It'll have to go through appropriations measure also. Just need to make that one of our priorities, take care of our senior citizens.